There have always been polar bears around Kaktovik, but they used to be miles out on the sea ice, hunting their favorite prey, ringed seals. In the mid-1990s, that started to change. Researchers noticed that female bears were making dens more often in the snow, on land, rather than out on the ice. And locals started noticing more bears on land and in town than ever before. And so the community asked for help.
The Fish and Wildlife Service biologists started hearing about increasing numbers of polar bears on land from residents as early as the early 2000s.
Jennifer Reed works for the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which surrounds Kaktovik. Secretary of the Interior Dirk Kempthorne announced that polar bears were threatened in the United States, not because their numbers were declining, but precisely for the reason they were coming ashore in Kaktovik. Their habitat was melting away. Suddenly, the whole world was aware of the polar bear's plight, and that's when outsiders started showing up in Kaktovik. Tourists who wanted to see the polar bears before they went extinct.
Before 2011, you know, visitor numbers for polar bear viewing in Kaktovik were, gosh, less than 50 annually. Today, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of visitors, many from around the world each year.
More than 2,000 people came to Kaktovik last year to see polar bears. That's a major tourism boom for a town this small in a place this remote. Most of the tourists come in the fall. That's when the sea ice is farthest away from the shore, forcing the bears toward land. And it's also when the people of Kaktovik harvest 3 bowhead whales. Those stranded bears are a guarantee for tourists. But not everyone is on board with the attraction. When Inglengesik became a licensed guide, he says 90% of the town was against commercial tourism.
Why were people opposed to it initially?
The community was scared about, you know, activists that was going to try to get us to shut down the whaling, subsistence whaling. But that's not true.
The tourists haven't stopped whaling, but there are people in Kaktovik who feel like visitors gawk at their subsistence activities. They see it as an invasion of their privacy. Also, there's this. Late last year, Congress opened up the part of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge where Kaktovik is located to allow oil development and exploration. Some people in town are preparing for a potential oil boom. It could be a game changer for the whole region. And that makes polar bear tourism and the money it brings in seem like a drop in the bucket compared to the potential of oil.